Transformed by Truth, the legacy of the Elim missionaries in the Vumba massacre. Today we reflect on the profound sacrifice of the Elim missionaries who were martyred in the Vumba massacre. The Vumba massacre, also known as the Elim Mission Massacre, was a massacre of 8 British missionaries and 4 children committed by the Zanla guerrillas during the Rhodesian Bush War on the 23rd of June 1978. Their legacy is a testament to the power of faith, the resilience of the gospel, and the enduring impact of sacrificial love. As we explore their story, let's draw inspiration from their unwavering commitment to Christ and his mission.
Friday, the 23rd of June, 1978, is remembered as being the darkest day in Elim history. On that day, 12 people were slaughtered at the Elim Missions Station in the Vumba Mountains, northern Zimbabwe. Another would die a week later. The sheer brutality of this massacre shocked the world. Each year, we remember and honour our martyrs. An offer of forgiveness had begun to emerge with hours of the news being broken to relatives, arising in many grieving hearts as a supernatural response to the horror of the event. Elim Pentecostal Church issued a press release. Its final sentences brought the bereaved and the murderers together in startling juxtaposition. We join in prayer for those who lost loved ones and for those who carried out such a cowardly and useless act. It is the Church's desire that they all should find with us the love of God as manifest in Jesus Christ, this world's only Saviour. The work of missions has continued throughout the years through our Elim missionaries and Elim global partners in the nations of the world. Just as the Elim Church is united in prayer over 45 years ago, we invite you now to join us in prayer for the ongoing work of mission in the nations.
John chapter 15 verse 13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. The courage of faith. Jesus speaks these words to his disciples, emphasizing the ultimate expression of love, sacrifice. This verse encapsulates the essence of the missionaries' dedication and the love that compelled them to serve in dangerous circumstances. The Greek word for love here is agape, which signifies unconditional, selfless love. Lay down comes from the Greek tathemi, meaning to place or set down, indicating a voluntary act of giving. The Elim missionaries exemplified this agape love through their willingness to risk their lives for the sake of the gospel and the people they served. Their courage challenges us to examine our own faith and commitment to Christ. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. The Apostle Paul underscores the magnitude of God's love, demonstrated through the sacrificial death of Christ for humanity. The Greek word synesthemi means to demonstrate or commend, emphasizing the clear, decisive action of God's love. The missionaries' actions mirrored Christ's love. We're called to love sacrificially, reflecting the heart of God in our interactions and service to others. The resilience of the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. Paul writes to Timothy from prison, affirming the unstoppable nature of God's word despite his own imprisonment. The Greek word for chained is desmuno, meaning to bind or imprison. However, Paul asserts that the Word of God, the Logos, is not subject to physical constraints. The massacre, intended to silence the missionaries, instead amplified the gospel's reach and impact. The legacy reminds us that God's word is powerful and resilient, capable of transcending any human barrier. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. God's assurance that his word will fulfill its intended purpose, irrespective of circumstances. The Hebrew word dabar for word conveys a divine utterance that's active and effective. The enduring legacy of the Elim missionaries is a testament to this truth. Our efforts in spreading the gospel, though met with opposition, will bear fruit in accordance with God's promise. The enduring impact of sacrificial love. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. The Apostle Paul expresses his deep devotion to Christ, seeing death not as a loss but as a gain, because it means being with the Lord. The Greek phrase, to zen Christios, translates, to live is Christ, indicating a life wholly dedicated to Jesus. The missionaries' deaths were not in vain. Their sacrifice continues to inspire and challenge believers to live fully for Christ. Their story encourages us to evaluate our own lives and to commit wholeheartedly to God's mission. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Jesus teaches about the importance of living in a way that reflects God's light to the world. The Greek word kalypto means to cover or hide, implying that our good deeds should be visible to bring glory to God. The lives of the Elim missionaries were a beacon of God's love and truth. Let their example inspire us to live in a way that glorifies God and draws others to Him. Imagine a seed planted in a barren land. Though the environment is harsh, the seed grows and flourishes, bringing life and hope to the desolate area. In the same way, the sacrifice of the Elim missionaries planted seeds of faith that continue to grow and flourish, bringing spiritual life and hope to many. As we reflect on the legacy of the Elim missionaries, let's be encouraged to live with the same courage, resilience and sacrificial love. Their story is a powerful reminder of the impact one can have when fully surrendered to God. This week, take time to pray for missionaries around the world who continue to face danger for the sake of the gospel. Consider how you can support missions work through prayer, financial support, or even participating in mission trips. Let's also commit to living out our faith boldly, knowing that our sacrifices for the gospel will bear fruit for God's kingdom. Let's go forth inspired by their example to live courageously and sacrificially for the glory of God. Amen.